Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuftet Zayin, and we're holding back from Kuftet Vav on the bed. Once again, we'll review that bottom piece, Tanur Rabbanan, one line up. So yesterday we learned that a Sefer Torah that has 85 letters, which is connected the Vayibin Tzoha Aaron, is considered to have a Kedushas HaSefer, and you're able to be Masechet on Shabbos. So the question is, where did we get that idea from, that that's considered to be a Sefer? And we found yesterday that there was a machloket about why there are simonim, what those simonim are, was a machloket also. But as Rashi tells us, and many of the other Rishonim tell us, it's an inverted nun. But in any event, before and after Vayi Ben Tzoha Aaron, there are simoniot. So Tanur Rabbanan. Vayi Ben Tzoha Aaron Vayom Moshe, Parashah Zo Asala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simoniot Milamala Vilamata, Lomar She'in Zeh Mikoma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made simonim in the Sefer Torah in order to tell you that this is the wrong place, and that in fact it belongs in the Parashat Galim, as we'll see. Rebbe Omer, Lo Min Hashem Hu Zeh, that's not the reason. The reason is to tell us that it's a Sefer Chashuvu Bifnei Atzmo. And therefore, when we learn in the Braita, what is the reference to the seven great pillars? There's a reference to the seven Sifrei Torah. Where do we get seven Sifrei Torah? Last I heard, there were only five books of Moses. So that must be going like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, that the point of the Samaniot is to give a din of a Sefer, which of course is already a riot that 85 letters is a Sefer. So according to him, it means that we split Sefer Bamidbar into two different Sfarim by the middle Sefer, giving us a total of three Sfarim, and that means we have a total of seven Sifrei Torah there. Instead of one, there's three.
We're going to have to change the Agada now. That's it. Misha Kom Shatara, what are we going to do?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Or at least we have to add in Ali Baruch Shimon Amir.
That'd be a problem.
Very good. Okay. Anyway, Man Tani de Poligale, the Rebbe, who is the Man Diomar that says the Stam Mimer of the Tanakama that it's because Ein Zu Mekoma? That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tani Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Atida Parasha Zo Sheteyakev Mikan, ultimately Le'atid Lavo, with is no longer a Yetzer Hara, and therefore we don't have to be Cheshesh from bad things. And we'll see, the only reason we moved this to the wrong place was because of the Puramut. So in the end, it will be put back in its place. It's going to be Ne'ekar Mikan. It won't be here in the middle, right at the beginning of Masai. And instead, Tikatev Bimba Koma, it will be put together with where the Golem, where it belonged. V'lama Katva Kan, the only reason why it was written here was Kedei Lafsik Ben Puranut Rishona L'Puranut Shnia. It was to make sure that we don't have a list of Puranut one after the other, which is a terrible thing to have in the Sefer Torah, in order to detect the Jewess, Midat Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to separate it with the Parsha of Ayin Tzah. What exactly is the reference to what follows this Puranut? Puranut Shniyah Mayi, because afterwards it says, Vayihi Am Kimitonini. The complaining itself is Puranut, and that led exactly to all of the breakdowns afterwards. So it starts with the complaints about it's being too long and we're too tired, and because of that you get to all the other tainas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what were the Puranut Rishona that comes directly before the Parsha Vayi Ben Tzoha Aaron? Vayis'u mihar Hashem, and Omer Kama Rabbi Chanina, this teaches Shesoru me'achare Hashem. Running away from the Har Hashem is like a bunch of kids that want to get away from school. Instead of being around Har Sinai and so on, it means I want to leave that behind me. School's out. The Eichan Mikoma, where's the correct place for the Parsha? Omer Avashi, together with the Degalim, because what we're referring to over there in the Degalim is the Sidrei HaNesiyah. So the Sidrei HaNesiyah should say, after it starts explaining that the Onan rises, and then the Levim are ready to move, and Yehuda starts moving, then it should say, Vayi Ben Tzoha Aaron. That's the natural place for it. Because of that, it must be that it's here because of the Puranut.
A little strange that it asks about the Puranut Shniyah and then it explains Puranut Shniyah and then the Rishonah.
Because the Puranut Shniyah are not, they're not very clear. The Puranut Rishonah, even though it starts with the Vayisumi Har Hashem.
Vayisumi Har Hashem is,
Vayisumi Har Hashem ends immediately with the Tainas. Uh-huh. So then we're going back to the Mokra of the Tainas. The question is like this. Yesterday we said 85 otiyot, but what about Gilyonim shel Sefer Torah? Now the assumption is Gilyonim of the Sefer Torah is a reference to either the top, the bottom, the sides of the daf, or the space between the parashot, or the spaces at the beginning and end of one of the svarim. What would be the halakha if I just have a Gilyonim? Can I save it mipnei atleka? Oh, in Matzili, no, that means they have like a, the margins. Says, so, well, what kind of crazy question is that? We just said, Sefer Torah Shabbalah, and Yishbala Lakech, Shabbani Vachamesh Otiyot. Which is connected, Kigon Parshava, Ibit Zaron, that's Silinota. Vim Lav, Ein Matzilinota. If you believe that you could be Matzil, Sefer Torah, for the Gilayon, who cares whether there's letters? Say, you save the Sefer Torah in order to save the Gilayonot. So what kind of weird aloha would that be? Vamai? Typically, Mishim Gilayon did it. It should be sufficient to save the Sefer because of the empty spaces. No, that's different. Bola, shiny. That's because if you don't have the letters, you can't have 85 letters, it means in this context that it's so worn that it's lost its kedusha because of the bola. We're asking, you have a perfectly good gilayon. And what happened was, maybe it got washed, the letters popped off, but it's not bola, it's a good gilayon. I don't have any letters. Can I save the Sefer Torah because of the cloth that's on the gilayon? Or must I have ketav? That's my question. Here you brought me a raya only from a worn-out Sefer Torah, which means that the parchment itself is in bad shape. Tashma, okay, I'll bring you a raya about that. Here I have a braita that talks about a Sefer Torah, shenimchak, not shabbalah. So here you have a Sefer Torah where the dio was removed. But there's a fire, so it says over there also it's the same halacha. Im yesh bala lakech shmonim v'chamesh otiyot, if you can manage to pick up 85 otiyot within the whole Sefer Torah, which would be Kigon Pashat, Vayibin Soha Aaron, then you can be Matzil. But if not, you can't be Matzil. Now, if you believe that there's a tzad to be Matzil because of the Gilayon alone, so then what do we need letters for? Typically, Mishum Gilayon Dinde. You should be able to save the Sefer because the cloth is perfectly good. No, the cloth is not. Over here, what are you asking? The Mokom Akhtav, where there used to be Khtav. That's not included in the Gilayon. I'm not asking about that because over there I understand the area on the daf that was meant for Ktiva is only Kodesh Agav the Ktiva. So it's Agav Ktav with the Kadosh. Therefore, for sure, if there is no Ktiva, Ozal Ktav, Ozal HaKadushate. I had no suffering about that. And if once there's no Ktav, there's no Kadusha. My question was, how about the areas, Kikami Boili, in areas that were never meant for Ktav, that specifically cannot have Ktav. So you have the area on top of the daf, on the bottom of the daf, area bein parashala parasha, where there's not supposed to be any writing. Or the area bein daf ledaf, and we have the betchilat sefer, we have the besof sefer, which needs to have a blank space. What about that? I don't understand. What do you mean, what about that? You have a sefer, did I say you should only save it because of the area where the dio popped off? So the dio popped off, so don't save it for that. What about the area around the side? So save it for that. You're telling me you need 85 letters. I shouldn't need 85 letters. No, there maybe it's talking about where you cut off the whole area. All that was left was the actual parasha, the area that used to be with the ktav. So that was cut out, the gilayon. And therefore, typically, Mishumahu, but what about the kosher Gilayon? No. Who the guy is Vishadi? It doesn't say over there that there was Gilayon necessarily. So perhaps we're talking about you cut out the actual area of the parashot. The dio was not good enough to last. Now he's saying if you can get 85 letters from that, you also would save it. All right, a little bit dochuk, but fine, and not a raya. I'll bring you raya from here, however, Tashma. Ha Gilayonot Shalmala Vishalmata. Vishabin Parashala Parashat. And bein daf ledaf, and bitchilat sefer and besofa sefer, says the Mishnah in Yadayim, mitam imet yadayim. Now we know that the halakh of tumat yadayim is only said on a sefer kosher. So here it's saying if you touch the gilayon, it will be metame yadayim. No, it's right, the gilayonot are metame yadayim all on their own. Well, what do you mean all on their own? Over there it's talking about you touch the sefer Torah, but you didn't touch the area of the ktav. No. So what does that have to do with my question? My question is, you only have Gilayon. You don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. Are you Matzil for the Gilayon? You can't bring me a raya from that Mishnah that's talking about Agav Sefer Torah. Agav Sefer Torah, you have a whole Sefer Torah. Shiny, that's different. Okay, how about this? Tashma. HaGilyonim V'Sifrei Minim. Now, here it says, the Gilyonot of Svarim. Or Svarim is what we think it means. Or Svarim that were written by non-believers, or of the Avodah Zarah. So these kind of svarim, if a fire breaks out, you don't save a Christian Tanakh. El nisrafim b'mekoman, you let them burn together with the Shemot Hashem in them, hein vaskaroteim. Now I'm assuming that those are two different things, right? Ha gilyonim, meaning gilyonim of normal sifrei Torah, or Svarim that were written by Minim, both of those are allowed to be burnt, and you're not matzah. So my love, Gilyonim to Sefer Torah. No, maybe it means Gilyonim of Sifrei Minim. So the Gilyonim and or the Sifrei Minim, well, that doesn't make any sense. If you're allowed to, or you're not supposed to save a Sefer, Koshkein, you shouldn't save the Gilyon of that same Sefer. So ask the Sifrei Minim Gufaylin Matzili. But I need a Kiddush to tell me the Gilyonim. Why would you mention the Gilyonim separately? Ella, it must be that the Gilyonim are a reference to normal Gilyonim of a real Sefer Torah. So Gilyonim, boy, maybe it just means to say HaGilyonim. That is to say Sifrei Minim. So the Sifrei Minim are like Gilyonim. For all intents and purposes, it's a blank piece of parchment. You see writing on it, there is no writing on it. You see a Shem HaShem on it, there is no Shem HaShem on it. And therefore, Ein Matzilin Otam Mipnei HaDlaka. Maybe that's the point. Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, if it wouldn't be Shabbat, what do you do with these things? Oh, so what you should do is, you should take a pair of scissors, or a sakin yapanit, cut out every Shem HaShem, bury the Shemot HaShem with the Gniza, and the rest of it burn. So Godzan Vashar Sorfan. Omar Rabbi Tarfon, nah, that's ridiculous. A kapeach et bani, I should lose my own son if such a thing. That is, if it wouldn't be true, that im yavoli adi, shani asrofotam etas karoshim. If I had an opportunity, I tell you, I swear, I'd burn the whole thing with the Shemot HaShem. Because, you know, afilo adam rodef acharav lo'orgo, you're being chased by a murderer. And Nachash is chasing you in order to inject its venom. Nachash ratz la'kisho, go run into the nearest church. Nichnas le'beit avodah zarah, that's fine, but don't ever walk into those kind of places. Ein nichnas le'bateyam shel elu, because this is much worse. Halalu makirin le'kofrim, where you have people that know what's real. And nonetheless, they're kofer. That's meaning. And they have a church. What do they know? Halolo in makirin the kofrim. Okay, they're not makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not out to. Isn't they out to destroy?
Isn't the church the problem? I mean, the minim. Isn't this?
These are minim. Is the Gemara's machalik between minim and Avdam and Azar. Minim are intelligent people. They're intellectuals. Right. They're philosophers.
Right. Yeah.
Those are Barnea's area. That's Barnea's neighborhood. That's still the meeting. So, you know, they're recommending that Barnea should join Loyola, not University of Tel Aviv. It doesn't matter. So, and there, then that's why the Pasuk says, Valeim HaKatuv Omer, that's why it says, V'yachar HaDelet V'HaMizuzah Sam DeZichroneich, your vague memories of there being a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a Torah, those you put behind the doors, you shouldn't think about it. And instead, you've got all your books and all your thinking and that. Omer Yishmo, look, I say it's a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer La'Locha. Does the Torah say to erase the Shem HaShem for the purpose of bringing peace in a family? That's the dinner of Satan. So, Mala Sor Shalom Ben Ish Lishto, Amra Torah, a kosher Shem, Shmi Shenichta B'Gedusha. You should wipe it out into the water in order to create the Mayim HaMa'ori. These svarim, which create a breakdown in shalom in the world, I mean, they're matokina ve'eva v'tacharut bein Yisrael aviyam shabashamayim. I mean, this is much worse. Alachat kama v'kama. V'aleihem amar David. This is what David was referring to when he said, "Halo misanecha Hashem etzneh." Those who hate you, I hate. Ubit komemecha et kotat. I will fight. I will fight against all those who stand against you. Tachlit sinas sinetim. I hate them with the most extreme hatred. Lo'yevim ayuli. These are my enemies. It's interesting that the Rambam, very fascinating. And I think that this is his makor in Ilchot Megillah when he's describing the chiyuv to treat the Chukei HaTorah with respect. And he brings the pasuk that gives Shmira, Chok, and Mishpat together, and so on. He throws in, for no particular reason that's obvious, the kama hitzta'er David al haminim. Well, what is that? This is l'chor, is the makor, aleihem amar David. You see that the Gemara views the essence of Malchut Shammai, as expressed in the Malchus of Beis David, as being the makor for sinat haminut. Very interesting. Therefore I say, for sure, they should be burned. It's much more than the Shemot of the Sotah. The Gemara comes out in Chulin, that of the Avodah Zarah, generally not meaning. It's the Jews that are meaning, because they're just saying, I got a thing, be a thing. You don't have such a stark guy. You have to go to Slobodka to become Emes, Emes, and mean. So, Kashem, Shein, Matzilinotam, Ibn Adleka, in the same way you wouldn't save them from a fire, Kachin, Matzilinotam, Lomina Mapole, Velomina Maim, Velomi Davaram, Abdan. It doesn't matter what it is that's going to destroy them, you let them be destroyed.
But Tarfon was saying that he would actively.
That's what he was bringing a riot. That's Rabbi Yishmael was saying. It's a Kalva Chaimer from Satan. There, you actively erase the shame over here. You should do the same thing. What would be the din of Svorim in Be'avidan? Are you Matzilotam Mipnei Hadleka or in Matzilim Mipnei Hadleka? Now, Rashi learns that Be'avidan is a debating center where they wrote special Svorim written by Minim, and they would invite the Jews to debate them, like happened throughout the Middle Ages. Apparently, this was a minhag that began before. And, of course, if you win, you get killed. And if you lose, it's a kolash. I mean, it's not a good situation. What happened to the Vikuach of the Ramban, we know. So, the question is, all the acronym is, so what's the Shaila? It was written by Minim, so we already said. Well, obviously, in Matzilinot, that's what we said. So, they learn like this, that the Sforim in Be'avidan, in Rashi, there's other Purushim still at Be'avidan, but in Rashi, they learn that the answers to the questions that they would have would be placed together on the Gileon of the Svarim. So that in the Vikuach, the Jews explain that this is the Pshat. So the Mela, because of that, maybe doesn't have a din of Sifrei Minim anymore, because it's not Matayu. Shvache answers. Okay. Others learn, Be'avidan means a debating center, but it wasn't Svarim that were written necessarily by Minim. It was a comparative religion library. So they had books for all religions. I have no idea who wrote these things. They might have bought it in a kosher Sfarim store. Maybe a Jew wrote it. Maybe there's no way to know what's going on. And it's basically a university library. The Shilas, you're allowed to go to the university library.
Some people see the
Sfarim. I know, it's awful. So what would be the din? Can you be matzah or not? In v'la v'rafia b'yadim. Rabbi Avo couldn't give him a straight answer. This is the normal answer you get when you ask a shayla nowadays to the Rav. It's always in v'lav Rav yibiyadi. So we all know what that means. Now Rav, he would never go to Be'avidan. And Kol Shekein le Be'nitzrafi was there. There they had actual Avodah Zarah. They were really committed. Shmuel wouldn't go to Be'nitzrafi, but he would go to Be'avidan. The Be'avidan Ozer. Now the people in Be'avidan came to Rava when he was the Rosh Yeshiva, Amar the Rava. How come you never come? I mean, you're an important doctor, Dr. Rava. You should also come, Herr Doctor.
Dr. Rabina.
Yeah, Dr. Rabina, exactly. My time. Lo atita lo Be'avidan. Why did you show up? Amar lo, I'll tell you, there's this palm tree that's growing right in the middle of the road. I'm an old man. How am I going to get around the palm tree? So dik la planya yika beurcha vekoshili. It's all right. We'll send a bulldozer. We'll have it removed. Come. There's no problem. Yeah, but then there'll be a hole in the road. Duchte kashili. How am I going to get over that? There's nothing to do. Marbar Rav Yosef said, you guys are chicken. I'm one of their top guys, best friends. We sit in the cafeteria afterwards. We sit and we talk. Hello, Mistafina Minayo. There's nothing to be afraid of. These are intelligent, civilized people, for God's sake. Yeah, well, one time he went there and he almost got himself killed. So Yuma, because I'm the Chorazo, Bo, the Sakune. Now, Ima Shalom was the Vita of Rebbe Eliezer. She was Rebbe Eliezer's wife. She was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. So after the Rebbe Gamliel, Havoy. Now, there was this philosopher in the neighborhood. And what exactly is the what's the philosopher? So Tosis brings that Rashi says, actually Rashi only says that here, that it's a mean. In other places he says, but I mean here he's talking about contextually. Tosis says, I met a guy from Greece, and he claimed that in Greek philosopher means a dod ha-chokhmah, so a lover of chokhmah, and uncle chokhmah. And but he says, but I heard that the translation of philosopher in Lashon HaKodesh, which is where they always switch the meaning of the language subtly, is Pila Saba, which means an old clown. The classic Jewish approach to the philosophers. Anyway, so there was this philosopher in their neighborhood, and he used to create this aura about him that he was beyond anything personal, everything to him was just the pure love of truth. And you could try to buy him off with anything. You couldn't buy him off with nothing.
Honest
Abe. So absolutely honest Abe. If they'll take all your slaves away, that's part of honesty. And we will, in fact, you can come to me for any din at all, and I'll only tell you the truth. And he was Lo Mekabel Shuchta. So they decided that they're going to make an ass of him. Okay. So he and his brother and his sister, the two of them, right? So the two of them decide they're going to create a phony case, and they'll both give him Shechet, and then they'll publicize what it was that happened.
Here it goes.
Yeah. Okay. So they decide, boy la kuchebe. So they're going to go in together, Rabbi Gamliel and Imar Shalom, his sister, are going to go in together and claim that they have a suit about the inheritance of his father. All right. So, Ailele Shraga de Dahava, Vazala come in. So she brings him this menorah that's made out of gold, and she shows it to him. You know, nice, huh? All right, so then they go in. Omrole, and she says in her opening statement, Be'ina, Niflegeli, Be'nichsi, Be'nashi, I want to split the inheritance of my father-in-law. Omar Lahu, so he says, yes, father-in-law. Indeed, yeah, there's a whole, the Bach brings a riot from here, that Niflegeli, but the Be'nashi would mean his father, because otherwise the whole thing doesn't make sense, as you'll see. But it's probably contextual, even though Be'nashi, yeah, some change it, but. Yeah, okay, so he says, yes, absolutely. She should split 50-50. So he says, well, but it says in the Torah, b'mokom bra bartalo tirot. That's what it basically, the way we understand the psukim. If there's a son, then a daughter doesn't inherit. Omar lo, so the philosopher says to him, no, it used to be that way. But min yuma de galitun mi'arachon, from the day you Jews went into Galut, you know, we now have a New Testament. And it's natalit oraita de Moshe. That Old Testament, that's bottom. And now we have a New Testament in which it says it's all about women's right, and Bra and Barta, Kechada, Yautun, both of them should inherit the same. So we'll hand down our final verdict tomorrow. Anyway, so what does Rabbi Gamliel do? He goes, he brings this very expensive chamor, and he brings it in the morning, you know, parks it in this guy's garage. And goes into court, you know. And he says, so, what's the psak din? Omar lo, so he says, well, I've been working on this overnight, you know. And I realize if you read at the end of the New Testament, the author writes, Ana lola mifchat min arayta de moshatiti, v'lolo sifal arayta de moshatiti, I haven't come to add to the book of Moses, or to subtract from the book of Moses. And sure enough, in the book of Moses, it does say, B'mokom bra barta lo tirot. So she shouts, but you should be enlightened like the menorah. Remember the menorah? So, and Rabbi Gamliel says to him, sorry, my dear sister, Ata chamra ubatash l'shraga, the ass has come and knocked down the menorah. So everybody that knew the truth about Mr. Philosopher. Anyway, continuing on in the Mishnah. So why is it that we do not read the from Ketuvim on Shabbat? Mipnei ma in Korin. So it says, because of Bitul Beit HaMidrash. Omar Rav lo shanol v'zman Beit HaMidrash. So that's only at the time that they would give the drasha in the Beit HaMidrash, which was before the Seudah, when all the wives were upset and saying, how come you're coming so late? That was because after the Seudah, everybody falls asleep. And therefore, you can't give a drasha after the Seudah. The only time to give a good shir on Shabbos is before the Seudah. So once it's already after that, then you can even read your pleasant readings from Iyov for the day. Or if you'd like, it could be Rut if you go for that. So anyway, that would be okay. You can even say some Tehillim now and then. So then Korin. Shmuel says, no, afilo shelo bizman beit hamidrash, doesn't matter. They answered reading all day in Korin. No Tehillim on Shabbos. Ini v'narda, wait a second, okay, Shmuel couldn't have said that. Narda was the very city where Shmuel was the Rosh Hashiva, right? So Narda was Atre de Shmuel Avi, and we happen to know that they had a very interesting minhag in Narda, that b'shas mincha, they would pass kisidre b'ketuvim, b'minchata, they would publicly read from ketuvim. So how do you tell me that they did? He asked to read to them all day? You're right, we must have gotten that wrong. Maybe it wasn't about time that he said it. It was about place. Hello, Yidmar, Yidmar. Maybe the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel was about living in a place where there was no Beit HaMidrash. The Rav was saying, Lo shano ela b'makom Beit HaMidrash, ava shalo b'makom Beit HaMidrash kori. You, if you don't live around a Beit HaMidrash, you're able. Or for some learn it means in the actual Beit HaMidrash, while they're giving the drash. Shmuel says it doesn't matter. Bein b'makom Beit HaMidrash, bein shalo b'makom Beit HaMidrash, then you're, but of course only b'zman Beit HaMidrash. Then in Korin, but shalom b'zman Beit HaMidrash, as we saw in Nahargah, that would be okay, and then it would work out perfectly, because then Shmuel would be going, as the Shmuel at time, this would be the Shitato, because indeed in Nahargah, which was Shmuel's town, paske sidur d'ktuvim imenchot d'shabata. Rav Ashi says, oh, I mean, you know, it is a pretty big difference if getting mixed up whether we're talking about time or space. I mean, this is pre-Einstein. So it must be that the original version was correct. Le'olam k'de'amor mi'ikara. Shmuel, in saying that even Shalom Bizman Beit HaMidrash, he wasn't saying over his own sheet. That was the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia appears in a Braita. It says like this, Afa pish amru kitvei HaKodesh ein korim behen, avo shonim behen, v'dorshim behen. Even though you can't read them, because that's too much fun, but you can give a drasha. You know, you can say over the midrashim, the diukim and the psukim, and if nitzach lepasuk, you can bring the pasuk and you can look inside. Rabbi Nechemiah says you're all mixed up. It has nothing to do with fun. The reason that they answered reading ketuvim, b'pleimamru kitvei HaKodesh ein korim behem, is in order for people to say, gosh, if you can't read Kitvei HaKodesh, kol shekein, you can't go through your mail, so you won't be allowed to read Shtarei Hedyotot. Now, Rashi and Shtarei Hedyotot include your bills, letters that were written to you. Tosfos says, what's wrong with reading letters? If you know what's in the letters, and there's nothing not Shabbistic about that, so there's nothing that's going to lead you into doing some iser. If you don't know what's in the letter, how do you know it's not an emergency that requires you to pull on Shabbat? Somebody's ill, and if, I mean, whatever. So why would it include letters? It only means business, Kashbonot, is what we mean by Shtarei Hedyotot. But basically, it's to make an impression. If it's to make an impression, then obviously it doesn't matter whether it's Bishat Adrashah or Bishat Adrashah, because the point of it has nothing to do with Bitul Beit HaMidrash. And now, for a word from our president.
They didn't retire him in the shul.
Oh, no, sirree. That was before they discovered the magic qualities.
Zabda Heilige Mishnah.
Matzilin tika sefer ima sefer. You're allowed to take out not only the sefer itself when you save it on Shabbat from the fire, you can even carry out the cover of the sefer Torah. Of course, in those days, it was the tik was an actual box, like the Sephardic sefer Torah. Take the whole thing out with the sefer Torah. You can save the tik atfilin, ima atfilin. As a matter of fact, even if there's money in that tik, you could take it out. Now, the Kiddush over here is not the basis l'davar ha'asur v'hamutar, which is not a Kiddush, but that you can carry into a rishus, which is also min rabbanan, a tzorchei hedyot, along with the tzorchei gavoah, so to speak, with the tzorchei shamayim, to save the tefillin. And we're going to see the implications of that in a moment. In all of the above cases, la'echen matzilinotan, when we say you can save them, I mean, what do we mean? Can be milchal Shabbat? No. Obviously not. A mavoi she'eno mefulash, which we're going to get to discuss in the Gemara. And Ben Batera says, even a mavoi mefulash. Now, we have an interesting implication of our Mishnah that touches upon a din of the Korban Pesach. If the 14th of Nisan, which is the day of the Shechitat HaPesach, comes out on a Shabbos, so what do you do? Obviously, the actual Korban Pesach, the Hakrova, is day of Shabbos. The thing is, though, that there's an area that is only partially Tzorach Gavoya, and that is the skinning. So if you begin doing the Hefsheta, or the animal is hanging, you're tearing off the skin. You've gotten to the place where you can now cut into under the diaphragm, and now you can take out all of the Chelev and the internal organs, whatever was supposed to be put onto the Mizbeach. You don't have to do further Hefsheta. Do you leave it hanging like that, half Mufshat, because anything beyond that would be a preparation for the roasting at the night, and that's entirely the Tzorach Hedyot. So what do I got to do it now for? Or not? Now you can see how this relates to our Mishnah. If you're matzil, the tik that has money in it, so lechora, that should be the same as the, once you're doing it for the tzorach gavoah, do it already for the tzorach hedyot. And that we're going to get into towards the end. But first let's read the machloket. Tanur Rabbanan, famous machloket, the arba asar of Nisan, shechal liot b'shabbat, mafshikin et ha-pesach, only ad ha-chazer. You can only go up to the area where you need to cut into the body in order to get the organ and the chelek. No, mafshtinut kulo, you take the entire skin off. So let's try to understand. It's very clear why he says what he says. Because obviously, hefshet is one of the lametet belachot. So you only do what you need to do. So once it's avid like tzorech gavoa, you've done what is a chiyuv for the carbon. So then that you have to stop. But why in the world would the Rabbanan say that it's mutter to do this? So Elul Rabbanan, my time. How in the world could the Rabbanan be matir? Omar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Yochanan, the Omar Krah, look, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Kol Pa'al Hashem Lamanehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything for his sake and dignity. In which case, this is part of the Tzerach Gavoah, is to deal with the korban with kavod. What is that element of kavod? My Lamanehu, is there Yerika? Says Rav Yosef, because if you don't remove the skin, what's going to happen is that the meat will rot. The skin keeps it hot. And therefore, in order, shalo yasriach, which I mean, this is what you want to do with the carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should, you'll have to strip away all the rotted pieces. Rav says, that's not the point. The point is, shalo yekach shemayim uton kinevela. We have an animal half stripped of its skin lying here like it's a piece of garbage that nobody's taking care of. That itself, even if it wouldn't rot, is disgusting. Might be now, is there a difference in the actual psak? Yes, certainly. For instance, how about if the buser with the skin is lying on a solid gold table? What are you going to say? It's muto bibizayan. What kind of bizayan is that? So it's if it's on a patura dahava, so nobody's going to say that it looks over here like a bizayan. Or, inami, yuma de istana, how about if there is a beautiful, a cooling wind that is coming out of the north and it's keeping everything cool and nothing is going to rot. So then it still looks like it's muto bibizayan, but there's no problem with yasriach habasar. So it's possible to think up scenarios in which each one of the scenarios would be an afkamina la'alacha if the chashash of lema'aneu is in terms of basar, or the chashash of lema'aneu is in terms of muto bibizayan. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka do with kofal Hashem lema'aneu? Why is there not a problem of doing the remaining of the hefshet? My avidle. He says, it's not that I don't hold of Kopal Hashem Lamanehu, but I hold that the application of Kopal Hashem Lamanehu is specifically to the Tzarchei Shamayim, not to ancillary things that people will say, that what's the Torah Mechayev? Torah is Mechayev to bring the Korban Pesach. To bring the Korban Pesach Bekavod, yes. But that everything that you do is B'chal Shabbos for Kveit Shamayim, what does it have to do with it? So according to me, it's to do the Hefshet. Although I could have taken it out without Hefshet. I'm going to slice to open the animal, remove the chalev, and all of the things that need to go on the mizbeach, and not do any action, right? So from Kopal Hashem L'maneu, it teaches me, how do I do it properly? Do a hefshet. Why? Because otherwise, I'll have little bits of hair and so on. It's not nice, it's disgusting. That's Kopal Hashem L'maneu in the etzem chiyot. So min shalo yotziet emurim kodem afshatato, or my taima, om revune beredir of notzon mishum nimin. So that is obviously a chelek of the mode in which I bring what I need to do. But to say I should extend it to things that the Torah wasn't mechayev me, and that not. That's a very good point, no? So what did they say back to him? What they said to him is our Mishnah. They said, look, imatzilin tika sefer ima sefer. So lo nafshid et ha-pesach mi-oro. I mean, you're even allowed to take out that it's mamish tzorcheyed yet. That comes along, if it has ma'ot, you take it along because you're doing what you need to be doing for the sefer. So over here, once already you're doing what you need to do for the sefer, so to speak, for the korban pesach, so do it all the way. What are you talking about? That's a derabbanan. Midami hatam tiltul. The yisur over there is basically to carry it into a reshut derabbanan. Doesn't mean tiltul in terms of the muktzah, because it would be a basis of asav amuter anyway. But hacham elacha. So I don't understand what you're saying. Tomorrow we will begin the more complexity that goes on for a while. On to the next time. Tana Rabba. Vayimin Zaharon vayimah Moshe parasha zoha salah kadosh baruch hu simaniot. Milamalam lamato lamar shein zeh mikoma. Rebbe omer lomin hashem uzeh. Lubidashin sefer chashuv v'bifnei atzmo. Come on. Ozo lem reb shuva bar nachman omer reb yonatan chatzva amudei hashiva. Elu shiva sifrei torak. Obviously, come on, ke Rebbe. Naman tana the poligalator, Rebbe. Reb Shimon v'yamu yavu. The tana. ובשימי גמליאל אומר, עתידה פרשה זו שתייקר מכאן ותיכתב במקומה. ולמה כתבה כאן? כדי להפסיק בין פורענות ראשונה לפורענות שנייה. What is the פורענות שנייה? מה היא? ויהי העם כמתוננים. אין פורענות ראשונה, ויסעו מהר השם. ואומר רב חמא רבי חנינה, what does it mean? It means שסורו מאחרי השם, ונסיעה. ואיכן מקומה אבי, ואי בצהרון, אומר רב אשתי, natural places that they go. איבוילו, הגיליונים של ספר תורה, בצילין אותם מפני הדלקה, או אין בצילין אותם מפני הדלקה. תשמע, ספר תורה שבלה. אם יש בו ללקט 85 אותיות כגון פרשת ואי מצהרון מצילים ואין לב, אין מצילים. If there's a צעת ומצא משום הגיליון, am I table and משום הגיליון did that? No, you bring me a raya from Sefer Torah Bola. Bola, shiny. Okay, I'll bring you a raya from Sefer Torah שנמחק. תשמע, Sefer Torah שנמחק. אם יש בו ללקט 85 אותיות כגון פרשת ואי מצהרון מצילים ואין לב, אין מצילים, no. What do we do with the 85? Typically, Mishim Gilayon, did they? No, what do you mean Gilayon? The Mokum Akhtav is not a Gilayon, not a Mibayli. The Chikadosh, it's only Agav, the Khtav of the Kadosh. Ozo the Khtav, Ozo the Kedushate. I'm asking, Shalmala, Shalmata, Sheben Parasha, La Parasha, Sheben Daf, La Daf, Shebet Chilat HaSefer, Shebesof HaSefer. No good. So typically, Mishim Ahu, the guy is Vishadi. Toshma. הגיליונים של מעלה ושל מטה, שאין פרשה לפרשה, שבית דף לדף, שבתחילת הספר, שבסוף הספר, מתאמין את הידיים בפרש המשנה. Okay, but that's because they're attached to a ספר תורה. דיומה, אגב, ספר תורה שיינים. תושמע, הגיליונים וספרי מינים, which I seem to be two different things, אין מצילין אותם ליד לכל הנשרפים במקומן, אין והזכרותיהם. I'm assuming that means גיליונים of a normal ספר תורה. Or Sifrei Minim? No, it's Gilyanim to Sifrei Minim. Ah, come on, Ash, the Sifrei Minim Gufailin Matzilin. So what do I need to know the Gilyanimi, boy? No, that's the point, Archikama. Sifrei Minim are essentially blank Gilyanim. Arienke Gilyanim. Gufa. הגיליונים מספרי מינים אין מצילין אותם בבני הדלקה, רבי יוסף ובכל קודר את ההזכרות שבה וגודזן והשאר שורפן. אומר רבי טרפן, no way, הקפחת בניש אם יבוא לידי אני אשרוף אותם ואת ההזכרות שבה, שאפילו אדם רודף אחריו להורגו ונחש רץ להקישו. It's all very nice to go and run into a church, נכנס לבית עבודה זרה, but never go into a place like that. אין נכנס לבתיהם של אלו שעלה לו מכירים וכופרים, ועלה לו אין מכירים וכופרים. עלה ים הכתוב אומר, ואחר הדלת והמזוזה שם זיכרונך. אומרי בשמול, I say it's a כך וכום להלוכה. ומה לעשות שלום בין איש לאשתו, אומר התורה שמי שנכתב בקדושה, עם אחר למים. עלה לו שמטילים קינה ואיבה ותחרות בין ישראל אבים שבשמיים, על אחת כמה וכמה. ועליהם אמר דוד, הלא מסנחה השם אסנאו בתקום המחת כותית, תכלית סינה סינתים, לא אויבים היו לי. וכשם שהם מצילין אותם מן הדלקה, כך אין מצילין אותם לא מן הפולת, לא מן המים, לא מדבר המאבדן. בואי מן היוסף הרחוני מרבי אבו, הניסיפת באבידן, מצילין אותו מן הדלקה או אין מצילין? אין ולאב, רפי ביודי. רב לא עזר לבית אבידן, וכל שכן לבי ניסרפי שמואל, לבי ניסרפי לא עזר, אבל לבי אבידן לא עזר. אמרו לי לרובה, מי תאים אלו, את יהר דוקטור רבינר, לבי אבידן. אמר לו, דיק לפלניה, איקה, באורך הקה שלי, אוקיי, ניאקרי, דוח תקה שלי. מר בר יוסף אמר, אנא מינאיו, אנא, these are nice people, לא מסתפי מינאיו. It's fine, civilized, intellectual discussion. Zimachoda Hazel Bolasekune. Imashon Davita Rabbi Eliezer was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel Avot. Avahu philosopher Bishvulita. Davishok Rishmoda Lomekabo Shurkata. Boilo Kuchebe. Ayelele Shraga de Dahava. Vosele Kame for a din. Omrele, you know, my father in law died. Baina de Nifle gave Liba Nifse de Venash. Amalo Pogo. אמר לו, וואו, כתיב לן במוקם רע, ברת לו תירות. אמר לי, נו, מן יומה לגלית ומרח, ונתנתי לתוראי את המושה. Now we've got ourselves a new testament, ספרה אחריתי, כתיב בעברה, ברת כחד הירתו. So למוחה, כמה זמן רבי גמליאל, אני לא ראה אלה לאי, חרמלובה, which is worth even more than an hour. Amarlahu. Well, you know, I've been thinking about this. Shefilat l'sifra safra. Katav be'ana lola. Mifkat min oraita de Moshe Atiti lola. Zufi al oraita de Moshe Atiti. And after all, in the oraita de Moshe, it says, b'mokom bro bartelo tirot. Omele, but sir, no horn the urka kishraga. Omele, Rabbi Gamliel. Too bad, the ass has knocked it over. Mipnei ma in korin. Omerav lo shon al bizman beit amidrash. Abshol bizman beit amidrash korin. Shmuel omer afilo shalom bizman beit amidrash in korin. Why? How could that be? Anardo atu le shmuel avi. And benardo minig was to be posik shidu viktuvim bimirchot adu shabbata. You're right. Forget about time. Turn it into space. Yitmar hachi, yitmar rav lo shon al bimakom. Beit HaMidrash. V'sholo b'makom Beit HaMidrash korin. Shmuel omer ben b'mkom Beit HaMidrash. Ben shalom b'mkom Beit HaMidrash. Bizman Beit HaMidrash in korin. Shalom bizman Beit HaMidrash korin. In which case, in this version, it works perfectly as the Shmuel HaTaime. The Benar Adar, which was Atred Shmuel, Paskis Sidrat Ketuvim, Ben Menchot de Shabbat. Ravashi omer, no. Le'olam kidi amora, that it was Meikoro, it was a din in time. Except that over there, that was Shmuel Rabbi Nechemia. The Tanya Avo Bishom Kitvei HaKodesh and Korin Ben, Avoshonim Ben, Vidorshim Ben, Nitzrak LaPasuk, Mevi Vero Ebo. Omer Rabbi Nechemia has nothing to do with the question of Beit HaMidrash. We say, Ma'amru Kitvei HaKodesh and Korin Ben, Kedei Sheyomru B'Kitvei HaKodesh and Korin, Kol Shekem B'Shtarei Edyotot. But Lamaisa Shmuel himself was Mati like the Chachamim. Matzilin tika seferim a sefer v'tika tefillin in a tefillin afa pishyesh patuchan maot ulehechan matzilin ata lamavuy she'eno mefulash ben b'tira omer af lemefulash tanu rabban arba asar shekaliyot b'shabat mafshitin et ha-pesach ala chaseh divir bishwa ben ashur b'yochan ben broka v'chachamim omrin mafshitin et kulot ze bishlam ala rabishwa ben ashur b'yochan ben broka da'i tavid leitzaron gavoha. But what possible excuse would the rabban and have my time? Omar Rabba Barbachan and Rabbi Yochanan and Yomar Kokopa Allah Shem Lamaneu. Well, how does that apply over here? Rabbi Yosef Omar Shaloy Asriach, Rav Omar Shaloy Kachi Shemaim Tolan Kinevela. Might be now, Ikevenel, if it's Munach Abtur de Havas, then it's not Munach Kinevela. Or if it's Yom of the Eastana, there's no Kshashem Yasriach. Rabbi Shmuel Menosh Rabbi Yochanan and Broka, what does he apply Kopa Allah Shem Lamaneu, my Ovidle? Shalom yotziyat emurim kodam avshatat or my time are mevuna beredim v'notam mishum nimin omer of kistam or marukva. What indeed adre lechavrayel Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hachi ka'amrile imatzilin tika sefer imatzefer shalom nafshitet ha-pesach mioro. What do you mean, dummy? What? Halatam, you're talking about Isidra Bonin of Tiltul. Hachi, you're talking about a malacha gomer of avshatah.